Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's called Educational, Powerfully Evocative, and Empowering, Looking for Africa in America, is described as a timeless work of fiction that is heavily grounded in history and social science. First-time author Ike Owonu tackles difficult issues of race, culture, values, and ethnic identity in a story about an African-American male frustrated as a result of the difficulties he encounters growing up and returning to the village of his slave ancestors to discover the original cultural values lost to generations of African-Americans. Ike lives in Edmond, Oklahoma, working as a mental health therapist. He holds two bachelor's degrees and a master's degree in political science and a second graduate degree in human relations. He's currently working on a doctoral degree in psychology. Ike Okiwanyu, author of Looking for Africa in America, The Power of Positive Change, is our guest on This Week in America. Ike, sir, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
It is a pleasure to have you with us. So much I want to talk about in the book, and let's start with the inspiration. I understand this came about as you were watching an old movie, disturbed by something you saw, and that basically started this project off for you.
February is a black month, and they were showing some old movies, and where a white man was casting a black man, and my kids were some of my boys and their friends, some white boys. We were watching, and one of my boys was. His eyes was glued to the TV, kind of, and he stood up and asked me, "What did that black man do? What did he do?" And I said, "Oh, son, that's what it's an old picture. Those things happened long in the past. No, they don't happen anymore." But I kept watching him, and I could see that even though he kept quiet, was he still, you know, he behaved scared and sometimes looking angry, you know, and then. Accepted, you know, what I said. Yeah. So later on, I came out to say, I put this documentation. I spoke to the boys, you know, that the power of love will always transcend above the love for power. Okay, you know, that
yes.
Do good things, love people, you know, people love, you know, hopefully they'll love you back, you know, and people offend you, you know, try to forgive, and vice versa. So, but the point with that is that what my son saw, you know, I mean, he's a big boy now, what he saw was, you know, an old picture of, a white man, you know, flogging a black man, a boy, and he felt like it wasn't very proper. But none of us could say what happened, what led to that, That was just that.
That's how the book started. The book we're talking about is Looking for Africa in America, The Power of Positive Change. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link directly to information on Ike's book. Let's talk about coming up with the characters. Talk about the development. Johnson is the gentleman that we follow through this process. Talk about some of the characters and how you developed the characters.
Oh, how I developed the character, is that what you said?
Yeah. Talk about the characters in the book and how you developed these characters. And were they really based on anybody you knew in real life?
Well, I developing the characters, you know, questions and interactions between Johnson and the fiction, but interaction between Johnson and the mother, who never wanted Johnson, the son, to know of bad things that happened, the slavery issues in the past. So the interaction, between the son, Johnson, and his mother, and there was a white old man that retired, one of the characters, was a friend of Johnson. Johnson was learning, as he was growing up, he started feeling that certain things have been hidden from him, so he started asking too many questions. So I explored, questionings, questions and answers, and then and you know, built on that, you know, to help the Johnson, you know, discover who he is, you know, and achieve his best, you know, in the society.
And he makes a trip to Africa. Talk about that. He resolved to recover the Africa that was missing in him. That was a life-altering trip that he took. Talk about the trip to Africa and the revelations that trip brought about.
Now, after a long, you know, he could not do well in school. He found himself in a situation of, initially, the mother was trying to, you know, trying to cover up things, so that he wants his son to be, you know, to be successful in America. And he knows exactly, what the negative, you know, stories they have in the society. So he never wanted his son, not to have, you know, any of those, if possible. So he was protecting. He was very protective, you know. I mean, so the son would be focused and going to, you know, do well in school. But as Johnson grew up, he found out. You know, he kept on finding, discovering that the mother was not telling him the whole story. And some of the things, you know, she experienced in the school, for example, one day, you know, Johnson was walking past a principal, and a white boy passed by past the principal. He didn't say anything. When Johnson bypassed him, the principal stopped him and asked him what was that. He wasn't supposed to be walking around that area at that time, you know, the classes were going on. And Johnson felt it was a double standard. Why was it that the boy, white boy in front of him bypassed the principal? He didn't stop him. And when he passed, he stopped him, you know, and sent him to his office and to sit down, you know, to give him some correction. And he grew up, you know, and he kept on feeling that something was being hidden from him. And he kept asking questions for his own, his new uncle. And this is a white old man that was a retired psychologist. Johnson once asked the man to help him find out why he's been kind of, you know, he's been angry all the time, not getting along with the fellow African American peers and white folks. And the white man told him that he's not, you know, it's not himself alone. That so many people like him, people of African Americans, that they have a similar you know, situation problem. And down the line, you know, Johnson said that he needs to travel to Africa and find out many questions. Why was even where did the Africans, you know, sell away or their brothers and sisters, you know, into slavery, and find out, you know, and it was curious that so many Africans, new Africans who came to America, are succeeding and stayed in school and don't behave like himself. And they came with nothing, and he himself was born and raised here, and he's supposed to have a better opportunity, but he wasn't getting taking any of those, and he didn't know why. So he decided that he should go to Africa and find out, see what's going on there, and ask questions, you know, and learn for himself. And what prompted him, you know, that he would travel to Africa to explore.
Yes.
His origin.
And it was life-altering for him as he returned to the U.S. The book we're talking about is Looking for Africa in America, The Power of Positive Change. Ike Owen Okonwaniu is our guest in the program. And let me spell that, so if you're looking for the book, I'm not sure I got that correct at that time either. It's OKWUONU. Ike, and you'll find the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's such an important book, Looking for Africa in America, The Power of Positive Change. And a lot of what Johnson did was attributed his failure to the stripping away of the African-American culture by the slave masters. And this is something that you take on in the book. Talk about that and the importance of discussing this, of having an open mind and discussing this.
Now, his friend, the white man, you know, called Uncle Paul, he told Johnson that the reason why, that because the white majority of the slave era did not allow the blacks to create a construct of their own environment. They were not able to relate well with the society in which they found themselves based on their interpretation of the world around them. And, you know, the blacks were manipulated into what the white man wanted to be. Not exactly, you know, what the African American, you know, who he is. His ancestors, you know, they were manipulated to be who the white man wants them to be. And just he grew up, you know, he kept, you know, finding, you know, this and that. There was a war inside him, a war between who he is and who he saw himself wanting to be. So this war between who he is and who he's wanting to be, you know, is what created anxiety, depression, unable to get along with even his own fellow black peers and white folks and members of the family. Now, so he had to, you know, he didn't know where to start. But then he kept asking questions, you know, and find answers. And he traveled to Africa, and underwent so many rituals. And the way he was received there's no way he could imagine that he received the way he was received. And in the dancing, he saw himself in a lot. He saw himself, in a cultural, natural, normal cultural habitat. He did not go to stay in Africa. He went just to explore and find out who he is, and find out also why the new Africans who came over here, you know, they are black people just like himself, why they seem to achieve more than himself and more than the members of his peer group. For example, he asked one of young men over there, why is it that they're happy that they're not very very rich, but a few people there who are the elders, you know, we are very rich. Those who are not rich, young men like himself, they weren't complaining. And the young man told Johnson that the culture, the land, when you're growing up, what your parents could give you by way of education, all they did to raise you up, you have to be grateful to your parents for what they gave to you. What you want and the parents could not give to you, you have to look for those things by yourself. So he saw, they took all those things to heart. And the celebration, the welcome celebration was wonderful to him. He saw he was given a kind of a reception, a kind of respect that he never could imagine that he would get in Africa, in America.
Right.
He was feeling, he was full of anger. Why did the Africans sell their assets to North America? When he got there, they explained to him what happened, that slavery was different. The slavery in America was different from the slavery they knew. And, they saw him as a hero, that his ancestors who were sold, they didn't just sell them. They were entered tribal wars. And the people, caught people, the Western world came, the British, the American, the French, and all that. Those who were caught, war prisoners, they were sold out they were taken away into slavery. So they did not know. As a matter of fact, the king stopped giving out to people for slavery. About the time they stopped that, the white man who was coming for slaves did not want that. They have to exile all those kings who want to stop selling the slavery. So they were overpowered to keep on to sell some more. They had no idea, what happened to those slaves over here. Johnson, the treatment they gave to him was he couldn't imagine that. First of all, he was picked up at the airport with a beautiful black limousine. okay? And think about the king of the town have to giving such a wonderful reception. And there was the reception itself, more than 1,000 masquerades, and the Africans believe the masquerades are dead people that came from the ground, from the grave, and that they are spirits. So Johnson was supposed to be dancing with his own ancestors, probably. So his father died. So at the dancing, he felt some awareness. He felt some kind of belonging. He felt accepted. He felt his real him. He felt African American.
Yes. And then he brings
I saw also the freedom that the American Constitution government gave to him, that allowed him to go to South Africa, was it was grateful for that. His ancestors, they weren't given that kind of freedom. So he used well the opportunity given to him by using the freedom to travel to Africa. And he relaxed his anger against the white man because of that freedom that was extended to him. And he relaxed his anger for the Africans their parents. So he saw that that this. Both people, both the whites in America and the blacks in Africa, he was angry with both of them. But after going through that reception, he relaxed, became friends, made friends with who is a white man who is an African, and decided to come back to America. I came back a different person. He came back like colorblind. He saw a white man. He feels that he is even more intelligent. He's even more hardworking than the white man. He could do things, attack, confront. He could pursue. He became focused. He sees a white man just as he sees a black man, and that was why he went back to school, finished his high school, went to college, graduated with a law degree. I married his girlfriend, who was a white lady, because he did not see the white lady anymore like he used to see a white person before he went to Africa. So actually, he saw the traveling to Africa as the fiction actually to create a paradigm for enthusiasm and success.
Yes,
and
it is.
He became what he could not do before he traveled. He started being able to do those things.
Tremendous success.
A white girl, and I was happy.
It has tremendous success when he comes back. I've got about a minute or so left in the program. I know one review says that you reveal a fascinating perspective on life as an African American, and his voice is a welcome one. Are you working on other projects now? Are you going to do a follow-up of any kind with this?
With this story?
Yeah, with the book and the questions you bring out about race and culture, values, ethnic identity, you've really entered us into a very important discussion. Do you plan on continuing this, a follow-up with the book, more ideas that you want to discuss?
Yes, I did have subject in my eyes, and otherwise I could have finished that book by now. But I have intention. I'm wishing that this story goes into the big board, into the movies someday, and be able to create awareness and learning for people to see because. There is nothing anybody can do. The black one to see the power that is in their hand, by way of what happened 500 years ago. Bad things happened everywhere in Europe, even places. There are a whole lot of opportunities here for the minorities here in the U.S. And the majority of people like Johnson and the people in his peer group are so engulfed with negative situations and living with in the past. Instead of letting go that there's a lot that is in there for the African American today. That's exactly what Johnson went and discovered and came back here and came back here. You see, he came back, he became, you know, went to school, law school, and later on, he ran and was elected a mayor. So all that he could not do or he couldn't even dream of, all came to him. So it's like a new paradigm for enthusiasm,
yes,
for success.
The Power of Positive Change, in fact, that's the subtitle of the book. The book is Looking for Africa, The Power of Positive Change. It's a very important book. It's a book that will get you thinking and give you a new perspective. The book, Looking for Africa in America, The Power of Positive Change. The author is our guest in the program, Ike Okeowanyu. The book is available at Amazon.com. You can do a direct link to Amazon by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Ike, you cover so many important topics in the book, so much more that we could talk about. Hopefully people will buy a copy of the book and read it and take part in what you've done, the topics that you've brought up in the powerful book, the Looking for America, Africa in America. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much, Rich.
It has been my pleasure. And once again, the book is Looking for Africa in America. You'll find information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.